fresh right here. So next time you feel the need to feel refreshed, feel free. Don't ask for water. Ask for Manzi.
Manzi, yeah.
Events as and when they happen. The main news on Unza Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to Unza Radio Menu's broadcast at 17:45 hours. The headlines in local news: LCC records 17,717 deaths in 2025. Accra Bridge opens on Great East Road. And in international news, China launches military drills around Taiwan. And in sports news, government to build Kaputa sports facility. With the news in detail, my name is Sumili Sitali. In local news, the Lusaka City Council LCC has recorded a total of 17,717 deaths in the city from January to December 2025. All the bodies were disposed of in accordance with the law, specifically the Local Government Act No. 2 of 2019 and the Public Health Act Cap 295. Out of the total deaths recorded, 3,498 bodies were buried in council-owned cemeteries across Lusaka, while the remaining bodies were disposed of in other cemeteries. The council emphasized the importance of obtaining burial permits and using gazetted cemeteries for disposing of bodies, ensuring proper handling of documentation procedures that maintain public health and safety. The council urges residents to adhere to these regulations to avoid health risks associated with improper burial practices. In a bid to address the inadequate burial sites in the city, the local authority appeals to residents with adequate land to either partner with the council to run cemeteries or sell the land to the council. This initiative aims to increase the availability of burial sites in the city and ensure dignified and sanitary burials. The Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development has disclosed that it is currently consulting with various stakeholders to review the Constituency Development Fund, CDF Act of the Local Government Act in order to confirm to Act No. 13 of 2025. Speaking in an interview, Ministry Permanent Secretary for Technical Services, Nicholas Peary, says the primary driver of the review is the recent inclusion of members of parliament in local authorities, a change that was not provided for in earlier legislation and now requires clear prescription of roles and responsibilities. Peary explains that existing provisions that allow MPs and Constituency Development Committee must be re-examined so that duties of local government level are compatible with the constitutional framework. He has highlighted potential conflicts of interest where MPs who sit on councils might also appear before parliamentary oversight committees, noting that such overlaps could create procedural and accountability challenges. Peary says the ministry is therefore engaging various stakeholders, including local authorities, officials from the Ministry of Justice, and traditional leaders to ensure subsidiary legislation aligns with the constitution. The Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, has enhanced preparations for the Kasama District mayoral by-election slated for January 29, 2025. Northern Province Electoral Officer Alfred Nyambose says the ECZ has put everything in place to ensure that the by-election is conducted peacefully. Nyambose indicates that the Commission has embarked on the training of officers who will be in charge of spearheading activities for the by-election. He was speaking when he officially opened the training for the voter education facilitators in Kasama District. The provincial electoral officer called on the trained VEF to be confident as they will be undertaking their duties in the field. Still in local news, police in Chadiza district have arrested one suspect and rescued a 25-year-old woman who was abducted in a suspected ransom scheme in a breakthrough that has brought relief to residents during the festive season. Eastern Province Police Commanding Officer confirmed Clement Soko, 40, of Mukwekwe Village in Chief Moses area, Chadiza district, was apprehended today, 29th December 2025, at about 9:30 hours in Kunanzi Village, Chadiza district. He says the victim, Edna Piri, was rescued during a coordinated operation by officers from Chadiza police station after her husband pretended to have mobilized the ransom that the abductors were demanding. Mwemba says that the complaint engaged the abductors and negotiating a meeting point at Kumadzi village at the home of his mother-in-law under the guise of completing the ransom payment and securing his wife's release. A trap was subsequently set and officers led by the officer in charge at Chadiza police station booked out at 0830 hours, arriving at the identified location where the suspect was concerned and arrested. The operation also resulted in the safe recovery of the victim, who has since been placed under police protection and reunited with her family. And finally, in local news, the Road Development Agency, RDA, in collaboration with the Zambia National Service, ZNS, has successfully completed the installation of an Accra bridge across the washed away section of the Great East Road at Kankumba Stream, approximately 87 kilometers from the Kenneth Kaunda International Airport roundabout. The installation is aimed at restoring the facility, the facilitation, the smooth flow of traffic along this critical route. The Accra Bridge installation work were completed today at 06 hours and the bridge has since been opened to traffic. In addition, the team on the site successfully completed the construction of a detour yesterday, further enhancing traffic flow at the affected location. The affected section of the Great East Road at Kankumba Stream was washed away on 25 December 2025 following heavy rainfall experienced in the area. The incident resulted in the loss of approximately 5 meters of the embankment due to the failure of an anchor steel culvert. We now take a short break. Due to come is international and sports news. Don't go away.
Summer is all about balance, right? Whether you are catching up with friends at the bar after a long day of work, or spending quality time with the family in the backyard, Heineken is there to refresh every moment with its uniquely balanced taste and star-brewed quality to ensure your enjoyment. So what are you waiting for? Ask for a Heineken next time and enjoy the refreshing moments this summer. Heineken, for a fresher world, not for sale to persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
Fortunately, this love work doesn't have to worry. All you have to do is
enter the store,
go straight to the refreshment area, get himself a nice fresh bottle of Mandy. It's guaranteed to abolish the word thirst.
Yep.
Quality comes first right here. So next time you feel the need to feel refreshed, feel free. Don't ask for water, ask for Mandy.
Mandy, yeah.
Welcome back, and now in international news, China is holding military drills around Taiwan, simulating the seizure and blockage of the island's key areas as a warning against separatist forces. The Chinese military says the Army, the Navy Air Force, and the Rocket Force have been dispatched for the Jews, which